This is Ozarks at Large. A second winter storm swept through northwest and western Arkansas late last night, adding a fresh layer of snow across the region. John Luther is Emergency Management Director for Washington County.
Well, I'd say that across the county, there's certainly been anywhere from 2 to 5 inches, just depending on where you are. But at this point, I think it's safe to say that we've got, 5 to 6 inches in numerous parts of the county from total of both storms, if not more.
Luther closely monitors storm data generated by the National Weather Service office in Tulsa, which provides his crew management guidance. He says road crews had cleared most major roads in the county, but are having to start from scratch this morning.
You know, my hat's off to those folks. They're out on dangerous road conditions to be able to get their work done, to make it able for us to get out and drive around and get to work as ourselves.
Luther says no fatalities have been reported in the county. Benton County Judge Barry Mooring was out surveying the storm impact early this morning.
Bella Vista probably got something different than Lowell, and the lake area probably got something different than Salem Springs, but it appears to be around 3 inches or so overnight.
Judge Mooring says accidents across the county have been few, and there have been no fatalities, with most residents staying off the roads.
Yeah, I think conditions are still a little slick. I would say primary roads are being treated pretty quickly. Secondary roads we'll be able to get to, and then neighborhood roads will be on the way. I think we'll get way ahead of it today.
Jim Kelly is the assistant chief with Eureka Springs Fire Department. He says 3 inches of snow fell overnight in the region, which has been plagued by power outages.
Word was that we received was Holiday Island and Grassy Knob area for sure were out of power for a few hours, and I believe that was Monday during the day. South of town, I think they had a lot, south of Eureka, they had quite a few power glitches.
He says brief outages have affected the city of Eureka Springs as well, and he advises all residents just remain at home today. And the extreme winter weather has resulted in extreme demand on the 14-state Southwest Power Pool utility grid, resulting in rolling blackouts since Monday. With sub-zero temperatures easing, rotating outages in northwest Arkansas conducted by SWEPCO have ended, according to the spokesperson Carrie Sullivan. OG&E has also ended its controlled outages. In an email to Ozarks at Large yesterday, Pete Main, spokesperson for SWEPCO, says the utility is unable to provide specific notification to customers regarding the timing of controlled outages, which generally last from 1 to 2 hours at most. The electric cooperatives of Arkansas were also forced to implement emergency contingency plans that included short-term rotating power curtailments at some local electric cooperatives this week. Curtailments were discontinued as of 9 last night. Still, with fresh, deep snow across the area and temperatures remaining in the teens and low 20s until Friday, residents are encouraged to find ways to conserve power over the next few days until this Arctic cold system lifts.